All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Jepson Canyon Public Infrastructure District. Today is February 13th, 2026. It's 10:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Kent, you want to start?
Sure. Kent Olson with the developer.
David Calder with the developer.
Shelby Clammer with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Kirsty Barker back at the anchor location. Kirsty, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting, December 12th. Do they look accurate?
Yeah, I looked at them this morning.
Okay. Could I get a motion, David?
I'll make a motion that we approve the board meeting minutes from December 12, 2025.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, Shelby, take it over.
Okay. So board, as Michael noted, we'll have a quarterly expenditure payment listing. So for fourth quarter 2025, really no information to present here. As you are aware, payments have kind of been on hold pending just the kind of status of the development. So we've been presenting these based on when they're paid. So I imagine next quarter, as things kind of get caught up, we'll have information to report at that point.
Yep.
Great.
So, Michael, with that, I don't know that we need a motion.
No, we don't.
Okay. So I will just move into the year-end financial statements. These are unaudited financial statements, so we don't anticipate really any significant changes here. So starting with the balance sheet for the district at the end of the year, total assets were about 804,000. That includes about 5,600 sitting with UMB in the project funds, about 751,000 in the debt service fund. These funds are restricted to the district's bonds. However, this does include a receivable from the county treasurer for property tax collections. And you guys should be seeing those here shortly if you haven't already. And then in the general fund, we do have a developer advance receivable recorded of 46,000. This is just the anticipated revenue stream to pay the amounts sitting in accounts payable, which represent the administrative costs that remain unpaid as of the end of the year. So next page is the general fund. This is the budget to actual comparison. Total expenditures landed just over 51,000, which was within the budget that was set. So again, you can kind of see the breakdown here between accounting and legal, insurance and audit. And then other financing sources and uses, just transfers between funds, and then that developer advance that we've recorded as a receivable. Next is the debt service fund. Revenues here about 35,000, which includes property taxes for 2025 of about 5,800, and then interest income earned on those funds sitting with UMB about 29,000. Expenditures were right on as budgeted, consisting of the annual paying agent fee to UMB and then the bond interest that was paid on March 1st. Last page is the capital projects fund. Again, we had a small amount of interest income earned here. Payments made from the capital projects fund, about 35,000 for infrastructure and related costs there. And then again, those interfund transfers between general fund and capital projects. Any questions, any further detail you'd like me to go into here?
Nope,
no questions.
Okay.
Okay, could I get a motion to approve those financials?
Sure. I move that we approve the financials as presented.
Thanks, Kent.
I'll second that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Let me pull up the interlocal. So here's the interlocal. Again, Utah Local Governments Trust is who we get our insurance through. So they have just asked that we join as a normal member. It's a co-op of medium, small governmental entities, special districts, cities, counties. So everybody else is a member. They've just allowed us to contract and they've just asked that we join like every other member. We're going to appoint Matt and or Tyler That way, there's consistency once the board turns over to elected officials. We just still have that consistency going forward. So, no extra costs, no extra anything. It just stays the same.
Okay.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve the resolution?
I'll make a motion that we approve the resolution to District 1.
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. You guys have anything else for us?
Don't think so.
No, I don't
Okay.
think so.
Plugging along.
Okay, Kent, I'm going to change the resolution to say vice chair. That way you and David can sign and we don't
Okay.
have to bug Hank. So
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
if you two will just watch for a share file coming your way.
You bet.
So, okay, if there's nothing else, get a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a
Okay.
motion. We adjourn the meeting.
Great.
Last
Thanks.
second.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Hey, good to see you guys.